Right, it's just coming up to 11:52. I think you all thought I died somewhere, actually, because I disappeared off for so long. But I was having an off-air chat with Paul and also with my guest in the studio. I'm joined today by Steve Brookstein. Steve is in the studio to play out tracks from his fantastic album, Forgotten Man, along with some of his best love tracks as well. We'll also be talking about his book, Getting Over the X, which is a fantastic seller on Amazon and well recommended. And I actually bought the hardback version, Steve.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was signed as well.
Even better.
See, that's what I mean. I was there. I had the book. I had it. I didn't take the book in the bath. That's the only thing with a hardback book. You don't want to risk
you
it.
You don't. But even worse with a Kindle, isn't it?
Yeah, don't do that with a Kindle. No. I did drop a paperback in the bath. I don't want to talk about my bath for straight away, but yeah. Growing up, what was your earliest musical memory?
Well, actually, it was the first track I really remember is Billy Don't Be a Hero by Paper Lace. Do you remember that? And I got pocket money from a young age, and pennies. We talk about 2-3p, and I saved up. And my mum wanted me to buy a song by the Carpenters. She wanted me to. She was trying to lead me that way, as parents do. Well, you should go and buy this song. And it was, I think it was Rainy Days and Monday, something like that. And I had my mind set on buying Billy Don't Be a Hero, and I didn't know. I played it to death. It's a beautiful song. And it's all about, again, it's about lyric. I mean, that Billy Don't Be a Hero, it's poor, you know, goes off to war, and it's pretty sad. And that kind of got me into lyrics. And then once I heard that song, I immediately went to my mum and dad's record collection, which was Frank Sinatra, The Stylistics, Al Green, obviously... A bit further on, the Bee Gees was a big influence as a young kid, but Elvis and it was all that kind of stuff. And funny enough, it wasn't the Beatles. They didn't have much of the Beatles, and it took me a long time to get into them. But no, it was more. I would say Nat King Cole, Platters, The Ink Spots, and the old Motown stuff. They had a Motown collection of albums, and then in those days you had the Top of the Pops albums.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but they didn't actually have the original artists singing the songs, right? They had them like what X Factor albums were cover as a cover album,
yeah.
And it's just basically the well-known songs sung by generic people who didn't have no idea who they were,
yeah.
And that was quite interesting. But so I just got into the songs. It wasn't as soulful as you may think, to be honest.
When did you sort of realise that you could sing? When did your parents sort of go, hold on a minute, he's got a voice?
In the car, you know, when we went on our holidays to Cornwall, we'd drive down to Cornwall and a song would come on the radio and me and my sister would sing along, and my mum was... I feel sorry for my sister, actually, because my mum would actually say, leave it to Stephen. Stephen, Tanya, you don't have to sing if you don't want to.
Oh, don't. did you have a pillow in the middle of you as well, so you didn't fight in the back?
We did have that.
10 hours down to Cornwall,
exactly. But no, but even then, it wasn't really. It's just, I went into the school choir, but I didn't really think of it as a career. It never was. It's just something everybody, you like to sing. I mean, I had an uncle that was a very good singer, and I used to be very much aware of people who could sing and who couldn't sing.
Yeah.
It kind of got me thinking, I would want to sing along with my favourite artists. But there's no career, there's no ambition about it. It's just something you enjoyed. I mean, it's like playing a sport. You know, you just love doing it. You don't think about becoming a professional. I mean, I did with football. That's something I'd love doing, that you think, oh wow, I'd like to play at Wembley for Crystal Palace, that'd be great, win the FA Cup, yeah. But with the singing, it never was. It was just something I fell into when I got into my late teens, going to karaoke, you know.
And now we're going to play one of the tracks from Forgotten Man. We're going to be talking more about the album. This one's called Sadie.
Wow, brilliant.
Table. There was no time said to me, boy, hurry to Sunday school. Filled with a load of glory, we learn the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things